This is the Thanksgiving Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Let us all give thanks that most lives are less complicated than this one. Here's a line I wrote down. This show is a pathetic bid to gain the attention I lacked as a child.
Well, it is, and I only say that because I actually never, ever wanted to be an actress.
Carrie Fisher. She is an actress and a writer, daughter, sister, wife, ex-wife, mother, survivor. She's now created a funny and personal one-woman show, Wishful Drinking. It comes out of her own story that began with one of the most broken families of American pop culture. Her mother is singer and actress Debbie Reynolds. Her father, the singer Eddie Fisher, who notoriously left both of them for serial homewrecker Elizabeth Taylor. So Carrie Fisher's personal history was already dizzy when she got a bit part in a Warren Beatty film and then exploded into Star Wars as Princess Leia.
What happened was I grew up watching my mother's career diminish. You know, she was a huge star when I was a child. And then as a teenager, when everything becomes very vivid, mostly you do because you're so self-obsessed as a teenager, and especially if you're an alcoholic, you're triple self-obsessed. But, you know, her life was my life. So I watched her stop getting movie roles and things started to go away. And then she lost her contract at MGM. And she had to go and do nightclubs. So I knew, better than I knew anything, that what happens with stardom, with fame, is it goes away. And it leaves you in a humiliated space. And I didn't want that. So when I became a celebrity, it was with horror because I knew what was coming.
You didn't want to be an actress, but you go try out for this role in a movie,
in
Shampoo.
In a cult film. Now, that movie, I did a one-day role on Shampoo. That was like a goof. And then on this cult film, Star Wars, no one cared about that movie. No one cared. And then it did something that a movie was never meant to do and had never done. It became a blockbuster. It busted blocks. It had lines. And it turned me into a thing that I now was going to lose. And I knew from the instant I had it that it would go.
Let's say you're pitching Carrie's life as a movie or a book, which she has already, by the way, and very successfully in the bestseller novel and hit movie Postcards from the Edge. Think of the real-life cast. Elizabeth Taylor as the evil stepmother, okay. And then Paul Simon as the wandering troubadour love interest. They were married for 2 years. Harrison Ford as the co-star pal. Then the alcoholism, the drugs, the bipolar shifts that get her locked up and medicated. And finally, true love, a solid romance, a baby, until her guy, Brian, says he's fallen for someone else named Scott. You note that when you were writing your book, you quote yourself.
Yeah. Well, if I don't, maybe no one else will.
Of your former husband, Brian. I was tempted to marry him to tell how we met.
No, not Brian. That's about the guy who pumped my stomach.
God, never mind. The interview's over.
No, the guy that pumped my stomach. And I never did marry Brian. I only had a child with him.
How long after your daughter was born?
A year.
Billy.
1 year.
Well, that's got to be a...
blow.
Okay. It's got to be difficult. I mean, you make light of it in the show, but still...
You have to make light of any of these things. It was difficult at the time, but the great thing is I did Katie Couric's show at some point, and she said to me, but, you know, I would have thought it would be easier because he was rejecting all women and not you. And I looked at her and it was like, you know, I should have thought about it that way. Where were you, Katie? That is a great point of view. But we've actually managed, we're very good friends now, and he's a very good father, and I'm very proud of that because my parents could not stay friends, and that was, I didn't want that for my daughter. So, and in a way, I probably picked him. You know, it's the dorky frickin'.
No, you didn't pick him.
But Scott, then that makes Scott. Elizabeth Taylor, the man who got the man that got away.
You mentioned that name, Miss Taylor.
Yeah. And she's great, Elizabeth Taylor, and I become good friends with her. And, you know, I did a thing, I wrote this thing, These Old Broads, which didn't turn out well, but she was in it with my mother, and I actually got to write a scene between Elizabeth and my mother that was basically about Eddie, which was great. And to see them sort of get together and improvise on it and stuff like that was just awesome.
You said a few moments ago that you were an alcoholic when you were a teenager. Is that true?
Well, I would.
Or are you saying...
I'm an addict. Yeah. But if all the drugs ran out, for sure I'd go to the alcohol. So I was in rehab at 28, 25, 26. And it just was so bad so fast.
But when you... Were you writing in at that age?
I always did. In fact, I was reading last night. I found all this stuff, that notes I kept during when I was with Paul.
Great cast.
Yeah.
Paul Simon's in the cast.
And we had great arguments. And I just did not remember. One of them was, he said to me, it's not an argument, he said, "You're the only girl I know that compliments herself." And I said, "I think it's sweet that I do it, though."
Carrie Fisher has just turned 50. Maybe that is what has prompted this new show, Wishful Drinking. It's funny, much funnier than you would think, given this material: failed relationships, families gone wrong, addictions, and mental illness that she has to treat still with daily medication.
It controls the symptoms, but it's still happening underneath.
Well, how do you write when there's something like that?
When it's happening, if you have a manic thing, if it's happening, it's great. I mean, ride the brainwave, you know, surf it. But, I mean, that is the best time to work. But if you're depressed, that's not so hot. Then you don't want to do anything. What do they call that? They call it blunted affect. You just are, nothing works. And it just, it's like it takes all the color out of everything, and you just... The facts of your life are the same. The fiction you make up about it changes. And that means everything, because what you have to say about it is what makes it so. And so if you're depressed, you start to tell yourself, well, this is all bad, and it's going to get worse, and never going to change, and then I'm going to die. You know, it's just... But if you're manic, it's fantastic.
Does having a kid help that?
Because you have a child, you have to take medication. It's not fair to subject them to the vicissitudes of, you know, your mood disorder. It's horrible. My daughter, I taught her that a faucet was broken in my brain. So when I was depressed, the faucet would go drip, 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 and mommy was in bed. And when I was manic, the faucet would go, shh, and you'd want to go, shh, because mommy would not shut up.
Writer, actress, and humorist Carrie Fisher, her one-woman show, Wishful Drinking, runs at the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles through December 23rd. And we'll be back with a final family gathering Thanksgiving tip from Carrie Fisher as Day to Day continues.